Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto. Joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dows Cowgirls, Jess Nail, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look at this recent stretch for your team, it's been a bit of tough sledding. You've played some really good teams here in the last couple of weeks. Going back to the end of September, you did pick up a nice road win, a nice come-from-behind road win at Clear Lake. Followed that up with the Boone Tournament. Saw quite a few good teams at that Boone Tournament, dropping five in that Boone Tournament before losses to a very good Humboldt team that has clinched at least a share of the conference, an Algona team that is in the top half of the NCC this year as well. And despite the struggle that your team has had, at least in the win-loss column as of late, what are some areas that you have seen a lot of improvement in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, we kind of struggled early on with just our ability to adjust to teams and, you know, kind of what they're throwing at us or, you know, things that we need to change on our end. I think we're starting to kind of understand that a little bit more. They're becoming a little bit more coachable and able to adjust against teams. So that's been good to see. You know, they're working together well. Their communication is strong. You know, with a lot of those sets against those, like you said, we've had some strong competition. And a lot of those sets, we've been there, you know, within like one or two, you know, when we get to like the 15-point mark. And then after that, it's just kind of been a struggle to finish. So that's kind of been our emphasis, you know, the last couple weeks is just trying to put like a whole set together and then eventually, you know, a whole match together against a team. But, you know, I'm seeing some positive things. Obviously it's not showing when you look at that record and the win-loss column, but, you know, we got some young girls that are starting to, you know, we're seeing some growth in them. We're seeing them step up. Again, we have some young players filling in some key roles, so that's been tough. And we've also been, you know, we've still been trying to figure out our lineup, which is not a good thing to have to do this late in the season. But we have some, you know, a player that'll come on strong one game and then not kind of give us what we need the next. So we just have still been trying to switch it up and trying to find that player that's going to, you know, kind of do it for us day in and day out.
And as we look at your team, one area I think that has been a big positive throughout most of the season has been your back row. Indy Johnson, all-conference libero a year ago, definitely looking like she's on her way to doing that again here in her senior year. Maddie Askbig has been big in the back row. She's got over 150 digs. Harper Nerline is obviously your setter, but she's also been good on the defensive end, drawing 118 digs on the season as well. And when you look at how that back row has played throughout the season, what has allowed them to be so all over the place and so agile in getting those attacks from the opponents?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Indy Johnson's just outstanding back there. You know, she just reads the ball so well. And her ability just to read the ball and then hit the floor, it's something you can't really teach. You can't really coach that. She's played a lot of volleyball in her time, so that has just come from that experience, and she's a strong leader back there. You know, we're trying to, you know, get the other girls to kind of follow in that lead. Like you said, Maddie Asvig being a senior, you know, she's strong. She's a consistent passer for us. And like I said, Harper, too. She knows the game of volleyball very well for a freshman, so I think she puts herself in situations that helps her, you know, be successful in that defensive end. But we're still just kind of looking for more of that defensive grit. You know, we'll kind of get that first ball, but just kind of getting everybody on the court to, you know, follow that ball and, you know, make that play an opportunity to score. So just getting everybody more involved, you know, not just making that first play, but following it and making the next play as well is, again, kind of been a focus for us. And just having that defensive mentality that we're going to go get every ball we can. You know, we still have situations where you see them look around at people, you know, next to them. Like, you have time to look around, you have time to go make an effort for the ball. So we just, like I said, need that defensive mentality on all six, from all six players on the court at all time to kind of get to that next level.
And finally, as we look at the slate ahead, you guys are home for senior night coming up on Tuesday night. We host Garner Hapeville Ventura in a non-conference match before hitting the road to Webster City for your road for your conference finale on Thursday night before opening up postseason play next Tuesday by traveling up to Forest City. When you look at your team now into the home stretch of the season, well, what's maybe the number one point of emphasis that you and the staff want to see from your team going in here to this final week of the regular season into the postseason?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, Tuesday is our last home run against Garner at senior night, so we're looking forward to, you know, getting all of our seniors on the court able to play that night. Fortunately, we've had a couple seniors with injuries that, you know, we'll still get to recognize, but won't be on the court with us. And then, you know, looking into the rest of the season, you know, Webster, obviously a strong competitor in the North Central Conference, and Forest City, we've already played them in that Boone tournament. You know, with Forest City, we took them a set pretty tight in that tournament. So I think the biggest thing that we've talked about, you know, after tough losses and things not going their way this season, is just the mental part of the game. You know, it's like, it's very easy when you have this tough season to just kind of be ready to be done. But I know they're not ready to be done. So it's just kind of digging deep, focusing, you know, on that. We put in the work, you know, with that physical, and we have the skills. It's just really with this group, it's staying confident. It's just, you know, that mental aspect that when we go into every night, every competition, that they, you know, believe that they can win and that anything can happen if they work hard. So we've really been working on that mental side of it, and, you know, hopefully we can get another win or two for the seniors and this group of girls this season.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week with Garner Hapeville Ventura and Webster City.
Thank you very much.
That was Jess Nail, the head volleyball coach at the Clarion Goldfield Owls Cowgirls, here on our Coach Speak program. We're talking with Eagle Grove coach Jenna Whipple after the break here on 95.7 FM.